The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Now we're joined in the studio by Derek and Karen Power, who in September had a little bit of an emergency at home. One moment, Karen was mopping the floor, and then in the blink of an eye, she found herself dashing to Tebbutt Street Hospital with a Garda escort after her 18-month-old Thomas swallowed Dettol. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Hello.
Sort of, I know because it's a happy ending, so I can do that. Din, din, din.
Yes. We were lucky.
Yeah, you were lucky. So it was an odd day for you. Why? Because you'd...
I was actually off work. I hadn't intended to be off work. Our little girl, Olivia, was doing her Montessori settling in. And Thomas, I'd given breakfast and Thomas had actually got sick after his breakfast. Now, he eats his food very quickly, tends to shovel it in.
Par for the course, really.
So I wasn't sure if he had a bug or if he'd just eaten too quickly. But I dropped Olivia off with Monty and decided to keep him off with me. And to be on the safe side, I'd disinfect everything to try and stop it spreading if it was a bug.
Right. So you were doing the right thing.
Trying to, anyway.
Okay. So you left the Dettol where?
I left it on the bench. Now, the Dettol has one of those, you know, the click screw tops, but I just set the lid on it and I hadn't realised he must have taken a stretch over, you know, the last week or the week before because he hadn't been able to reach the bench.
Yeah.
And then he was not only able to reach the bench, but actually reach in a bit. So I was mopping and I turned around and he was within arm's reach of me, but there he was guzzling the Dettol.
Right, necking it.
Necking it, sculling it like I would a glass of wine on a Friday night.
Right, so what goes through your head when you turn around and see something like that?
I probably couldn't say it in the radio, but I panicked, but for some reason somehow I managed to remain calm. And only previously, I'm part of a roller coaster group from whenever I had Olivia, and somebody posted up the number to the National Poisons Line, and I'd written it down and stuck it up beside our Nurofen dosage thing on the microwave. So I cleaned him up, wiped it off and, you know, cleaned the inside of his mouth because it was, you know, some of the residue was on his cheeks and whatnot. Rang the poisons line and the lady who was on the other end of the phone was amazing. She was able to tell me that 5 mils of Dettol for Thomas's age and weight could be dangerous. So if you think about that,
five mils is just like a small spoonful.
The Calpol syringes.
Yes. Or the little spoon you get with Calpol.
So it's a very small amount. So she suggested that we get him into hospital to get him checked over because he was so young. And I bundled him up in the car, grabbed the Dettol because I thought at least this will save me having to explain anything. I can just throw the bottle at the doctors and say he's drank that.
Good thinking.
And on the way, we have Bluetooth in the car and I rang Derek and you mentioned about the traffic and then I just hung up on him and I rang the guards and explained the situation and they said, look, you'll need an escort. We'll meet you on the motorway. And they met me on the motorway, swapped cars. They took our car and they drove me and Thomas in and Derek met us there and that's when all calmness went out the window for me. I just turned into a bit of a blubbering mess. Couldn't even say our address.
When Derek came on the scene,
he met us in Tempest
Street. That's the effect you have, is it?
That's the effect. I'm a very calming / chaotic effect.
No, I understand what happened there because you were in charge up until then.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not that Derek took over, but he was there to share the responsibility.
Yeah, and I could kind of sort of just...
Yes.
Have a good outcry and the realisation of what had happened and what could be happening kind of sank in.
Mm. And the what could be happening, what was going through your head?
We were told that within an hour they'd know if he'd ingested a toxic amount. I couldn't be sure how much he had because he does eat and drink so fast and he had pulled a face on him that said some of it's definitely gone in. And then in the hospital he got sick, which had us even worried even more, and he was quite lethargic as well.
How was he in the trip in?
He was very lethargic. That's why when I rang Derek and we were talking about traffic, because I couldn't, he was in the back and trying to drive safely. I was having to, they told me to keep him awake and I couldn't. It was safer for everyone to ring the guards and get the escort in.
Horrific.
Yeah, it's one of those scary stories. Yes. I hope it never actually happens.
Yes. You think it happens to other people.
Yeah, but it happened to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and especially because I'm ridiculously OTT about keeping everything up and out of reach. I just, if it can happen, not that I'm brilliant or anything.
So Derek, you took the baton of responsibility then?
I did. Well, yeah, I just ran out of work, got a taxi straight over Temple Street. I think we arrived more or less at the same time because Karen was in, getting checked in. And as I came around the corner, off the check-in desk. That's when she started crying, and I just took Thomas. He smelled very clean, oddly enough. But I gave the details in, and like Temple Street, we're in and out of there a bit because our eldest has an underlying condition with something else. But their staff is phenomenal. Like, so we were straight in. Tests were all done. They were keeping him kind of bouncy and happy, even though it's a serious situation kind of thing. And yeah. There was lots of reassuring of, you know, Karen had done absolutely everything the way it needs to be done, and the forward thinking of bringing in the Dettol, because there's different types of Dettol, so they knew exactly what one they were dealing with, which meant the tests, they knew exactly what results they needed to get and stuff. But yeah, it's one of those scary situations.
And at what stage did you get the all clear?
We were there for about 12 hours in total. Yeah, so the blood test kept coming back with high potassium, which was showing that his liver was kind of working overload.
So that means that he's trying to get it out of his system.
But the doctors in the A&E in Temple Street actually said the best thing we could have done was ring the poisons line, because if any child presents with accidental poisoning, the first thing they do is ring the poisons line.
Okay. Well, as it happens, we rang the poisons line this morning, and we have Dr. Adele Duggan, director of the National Poisons Information Centre, on the line. How are you doing, Adele?
Hello, Ray. Hi, how are you? Hello, Karen and Derek.
Again. Yeah. So you've been listening there to what happened to little Thomas, aged 18 months, and the Dettol. How common are these occurrences?
We get over 10,000 calls a year from healthcare professionals, members of the public in total, and about, I'd say, 20% concern household products. And I suppose of all the calls we get, 50% are in children, and majority of those are in the under 5 year group. So this is quite common for us to deal with scenarios like this.
So Derek and Karen can take consolation from that. They're not on their own.
They're not, absolutely not.
What are the most common things ingested?
Well, I suppose pharmaceuticals, I suppose 60% of our calls would be pharmaceuticals. So we'd say actually Calpol is probably one of the commonest things we get called about. With household products, it can vary. Those liquid tabs, we get called quite a good lot of calls from those. But the bleaches as well, we would get calls. So I'd say about 20% would be the household products.
What's the worst that can happen?
I suppose Dettol, I think Karen and Derek, some of the symptoms they kind of described there, one of them is drowsiness because there's an alcohol in it and it can cause them to kind of become drowsy. And that's, I suppose, one of the signs. They can also drop their blood pressure, but it can also go into the lungs and cause problems in the lungs. It can affect the kidneys, and so sometimes some of their electrolytes can go a little bit off as a result of that.
So it can be very serious.
It can be very serious, and it can cause burns as well, depending on what type.
So what's your advice then to people if they think their child has ingested something that might be poisonous?
We'd say not to panic. I'm glad to hear Karen didn't panic, and to give us a call, which is exactly what she did. Take the product away from the child, get them to try and spit it out if you can. That can be difficult, I know, with an 18-month-old. Don't make the person vomit. It's very important not to do that. Because
I would have done that instinctively. Wrong thing to do.
The wrong thing, completely. Right. It can do damage going down, and then when it's coming back up, it can
do more damage.
And it can go, if it goes into the lungs, and especially something like Dettol, it goes into the lungs and cause a lot of problems. Don't give the person anything to eat or drink unless they're advised to do so. So we would advise to ring us, and then we can bring the product to the phone with you, so you can name out the chemicals that are in it, or the products that are in it, and then we can give advice based on that.
Okay, and is that line manned all the time?
It's from 8 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night.
Okay, and it's 01-809-2166.
And that's 7 days a week.
01-809-2166, and that'll get you in touch with the National Poisons Information Centre. And that's what you did, Karen.
Yes, that's what we did.
And it gave you a sort of reassurance, didn't it?
It was amazing, because I found out afterwards that the people who man the line are, they have postgrads, they're medic toxology experts. And the minute I mentioned Dettol, they were able to tell me, like, you know, the ingredients that were in it and how much of it would be toxic for Thomas and things like that.
Right, yeah. Adele, 10,000 calls a year, you're busy enough. I'm going to give that number out one more time, because it's a number that everyone should have accessible to them in the kitchen or whatever. 01-809-2166, and that's the National Poisons Information Centre. And Dr. Adele Duggan, director of that centre, thanks very much for taking our call today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Adele. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you two have a podcast.
Yeah, sure. Life isn't busy enough for two kids. Throw a podcast.
What's it called?
Parenting Pubble.
Parenting bubble.
Yeah.
So it's about parenting issues.
It's about parenting, yeah. It's kind of a unique spin on it where it's the dad and the mum, and we don't, it's a warts and all kind of podcast, yes, as opposed to the perfect parenting. Like, we make mistakes, evidently, from the Dettol story. So we kind of capture all those stories as opposed to being on high horses.
Yeah. And do you ever fight on the podcast, or do you edit that out?
We edit that out.
Yes.
Sometimes.
See, I think...
Otherwise, we wouldn't have much content.
Yeah, I think people would like to hear other couples fight on a podcast,
yeah,
maybe.
We've healthy disagreements. Healthy disagreements. Especially okay, when it comes to parenting.
And it's parenting pubble or pubble parenting?
Parenting pubble.
Parenting pubble. And people can find that P-O-B-A-L. Yep. And it's there, Karen and Derek Power. Thank you so much. And Thomas is completely...
Completely fine, back to driving us up the wall.
And the Dettol is up on a high thing with the child lock on it.
The Dettol's gone from the house altogether. I can't stand the smell of it.
Derek, thanks for coming in. Karen, thank you.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.